Good morning again.
Today we celebrate All Saints Day, which we've talked about. All Saints Day is traditionally November 1st. It's not as popular as the day before All Saints Day, All Saints Eve, or All Hallows Eve. In other words, Halloween. But it is far more important in the life of the church. John Wesley, founder of the Methodist movement, enjoyed and celebrated All Saints Day. In his journal entry from November 1st, 1767, Wesley calls it a festival I truly love. But today I have to take a moment to remember a historical person who would have been a saint if there were Protestant saints. 500 years ago, this past Tuesday, October 31st, Martin Luther made a statement challenging some of the Roman Catholic Church's theological positions. I forgot our pictures. There he is. He nailed these challenges, or theses, there were 95 of them, to the church door in Wittenberg, Germany. Luther stated that the Bible was a central source of religious authority and not the church leaders, and that people were saved, that is, received new life in Christ through their faith and not good deeds that they performed. Luther's challenges created a split in the church thought that led to the formation of Protestant churches. In fact, it was while listening to someone read from Martin Luther's preface to the Book of Romans that John Wesley came to understand what it meant to accept God's love through faith. These words are from Wesley's journal recounting that night. While Luther was describing the change which God works in the heart through faith in Christ, I felt in my heart strangely warmed. I felt I did trust in Christ, Christ alone for salvation, and an assurance was given to me that he had taken away my sins, even mine, and saved me from the law of sin and death. At University Church, we believe that God's love is always and freely available to us at any time. We only have to say yes to agree to accept that love and to follow. Remembering our loved ones grounds us. Joe Levino says this, "Retelling these stories grounds us in our history. These memories teach us how God has provided for us through the generosity and sacrifice of those who have come before. The stories of saints encourage us to be all God has created us to be." When we lose someone, we will be saddened. From the sadness, we have the chance to remember, even celebrate, the person, and celebrate all we have learned from them. We have a chance to remember time spent with our loved one. We have a chance to reflect on our own life and make decisions about our own time left on earth. We even have a chance to spend time with our loved ones that are still with us. This can be a reminder to appreciate each moment. Sometimes it's hard to imagine what happens after death. And I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 12 and 13. And this may bring some explanation and comfort from the Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to the house church in Corinth in the middle of the first century. "What we see now is like a dim image in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. What I know now is only partial. Then it will be complete as God's knowledge of me. Meanwhile, these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. When we think, look, listen for God, it's like looking into a cloudy mirror or looking into a pond. There's a reflection, but it doesn't seem quite clear. This is an image from the book, the children's book, Water Bugs and Dragonflies. And I find it an interesting image that we can see into that pond, but it's not quite clear. Once we pass on to heaven and see God, it will all make sense. I know most of us have some questions for God we are hoping to ask. Yet according to Paul, it will all make sense when we meet God face to face. How blessed are our loved ones who have already gone. It all makes sense to them now because they have been able to see God. Our text from the first letter of John shares with us the word of life, life eternal. The life we share with Jesus Christ and our loved ones before and after death. The link of love eternal. All Saints Day is an opportunity to give thanks for all those who have gone before us in faith. It's a time to celebrate our history, our tradition, our beloved.